God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So if I were to ask you, who is the wisest man who ever lived, you would probably say Solomon, to which I would reply, how many wives did he have? And the upshot would be, well, how wise is that, having hundreds of wives? How wise is that? If I were to say, who is possibly the meekest man who has ever lived, according to what the Bible says of him, you might remember the Bible says something like that about Moses. And then if I were to reply, why is it that Moses was precluded from going into the land of promise? The answer is because he blew his cool. He wasn't meek. He disobeyed God and lost his temper. If I were to ask you who was the strongest man who has ever lived, you would say Samson. And then I would just remind us that Samson is a man who was led by the hand by a young boy, a lad, just before Samson pulled the roof down on his own head. In other words, how wise was Solomon? How meek was Moses? How strong was Samson? How much of there was there of these things? If you were to have a mortal combat between Samson and a feeble lady, who do you think would win? Well, we'd all assume that Samson, you know, Mr. Atlas would, and yet we know the story. We know that the feeble lady did. Verse 4 of Judges 16 says, and it came to pass afterward that he loved, that is Samson loved, a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Strangely enough, the name Delilah means feeble. So a feeble lady defeated this mighty man. And why is it? It's because your strength doesn't matter if you're governed by your weakness. And that describes Samson. Samson was a weak, strong man. He was a man who was governed by his weaknesses. In the first place, Samson was unaccountable. Way back at the very beginning of Samson's story, we think, what was Samson's weakness? And I think a standard answer would be women, because you read of at least three of them. None of them seem to be very good for Samson. But when the Bible tells us about this first woman that Samson saw and wanted to marry, his father protests, can't you find a woman, not of the Philistines, but of your own people? And Samson replied rather curtly, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. Samson was unaccountable. Now, the fact is, Samson was a man of marriageable age. He was not just a kid, and yet this was his dad. Even if he'd been married and a new authority had been established, Samson would have done well. Samson would have been wise to listen to the wisdom of his father, or anyone for that matter, who had earned Samson's trust and had some wisdom. So Samson was unaccountable. You know, when you're 20, you may not know much, and you probably know that you don't, but you should. When you get to be a little older and you're the guy in charge of everything, it's difficult to ask people or to listen to people or to be accountable to anyone. And if you're 20 and you're not accountable, that is not wise. And if you're 54 and you're not accountable, that's not wise either. Your strength doesn't matter if you're governed by your weakness. And Samson was governed by his weakness because he was unaccountable. Samson was smug. There's this story in Judges 16 of Delilah asking him the source of his strength. And I just have a hard time even comprehending this story. It's so bald, so obvious what she's trying to do. And yet Samson just seems to either be naive or just so sure of himself that he thought, I can play around with the truth here and I will emerge unscathed. And she says, tell me the secret of your strength. And Samson tells her. And then the Philistines are upon him. And when it is revealed that Samson had lied to her, she says, why are you mocking me? You're lying to me. Samson was utterly smug. Verse 20 is perhaps the best example of that in chapter 16, where the Bible says, Samson said to himself, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. I'm going to have victory again. And he wist not, he did not know that the Lord was departed from him. He was smug. And therefore he was blind long before the Philistines ever put out his eyes. In short, Samson was governed by his passions, not just his weakness for women, but every passion. If he had an emotion, then he acted on that. For instance, in chapter 15, God used Samson, obviously, but Samson was driven by his own passions, his own emotions. Samson says in verse 7, yet will I be avenged of you. Speaking of the Philistines, in verse 11 of chapter 15, he says, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. Now, they may have been the enemies of God. The point is that he wasn't so much governed by, you know, some high motive as he was governed by his own emotions, not reason, emotions. Samson was a very powerful man who lived in his weakness. Friend, look, God's given you gifts. God has given you strengths. But your strength doesn't matter if you're governed by your weakness. Find people to whom you can be accountable. Don't ever become smug. And don't let your emotions, don't let your passions govern your life.